When we talk about global warming, carbon dioxide is usually the first thing that springs to mind. But it's just one of the substances that contributes to climate change. Another, less talked about one, is black carbon, or soot. I think it's called Ruß in German. When it's in the soil, it's an important source of nutrition for plants. But in the atmosphere, it makes the air unpleasant and even dangerous to breathe. And it has wider-reaching implications too, as Zig Klimont, a researcher at the International Institute for Applied Systems Analysis, explained to Kate Farmer.
Black carbon in the atmosphere is the unburned part of the fuel, of the carbon in the fuel. And we could see this as something that we often refer to as soot. More recently, black carbon has been recognized as an important part of the climate system, contributes to warming of the atmosphere. Additionally, when deposited on snow, changes the reflectivity of snow surface and accelerates also melting of snow or ice.
If we were to look at this in the scale of global warming compared to carbon dioxide, compared to other pollutants that we know are around there, how big a problem is this compared to the whole scale of global warming?
A very recent study concluded that black carbon could be the second largest contributor to global warming after carbon dioxide.
Now, the study that you've just been doing, what exactly were you looking at there?
The original question that we had with this study was, could we do something to improve understanding of the measurements that we have for the Arctic? This is very important because Arctic has been found to warm much faster, about twice as fast as the rest of the globe. And so understanding what are the main contributors is very important, especially if we want to slow down the Arctic warming.
And what did you find? What were the results?
Our study is basically asking, or concludes with few things. One of them is that it is important to consider temporal distribution of domestic combustion sources. Like, you drive a car all the time, but you burn your stove more likely in the winter rather than in the summer. So this was one element. And the other element was that we have added a source that have been basically forgotten. And this is flaring of natural gas that is there whenever you produce oil. This gas is basically either vented to the atmosphere or converted to CO2, basically, through burning it off, flaring. And during this combustion, not only CO2 is produced, but a lot of other pollutants could be also produced. It is important to consider black carbon from these flares because it has been missed in previous work. Over 40% of black carbon concentration measure could be explained by adding this flaring emissions.
FM4.
Reality check.